Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. This is Yelcomeback. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to yet another episode of This is Yelcomeback. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott.
And I'm Superintendent and Coroner, Baby Smith Jones Johnson. Manny, Gil, I would like to apologize for being late to work this morning. On the way here, a circle of teenage pranksters saw my slight and petite frame and folded me into a hacky sack.
And I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman. Go, Yelcomeback, go. Hit 'em high and hit 'em low. Win, Yelcomeback, win. Correctly guess the weight of that hen. Sorry, I'm just really, still gunning from the Yelcomeback Future Farmers of America doing so well at the state competition this year in the category of hen weight guessing.
Well, speaking of things that give us cheer, I have to say, Gil, baby, I looked at our jelly bean counter this morning where we keep track of the population of Yelcomeback, and I couldn't help but notice that it was getting a little bit closer to the middle of the jar. So I think it's time that maybe we update our listeners that, you know, obviously the whole reason we started this podcast was to bring more people to our town, to expand our neighborliness, and to hopefully save our town from disincorporation. And it looks like we're getting a little closer to that goal. Gil, baby, what's with the jelly beans? What's happening out there?
Manny, the population of the island is just blossoming like all the flowers in spring. Just last week, I had the pleasure of meeting Hari Lee and her conjoined twin, Luna Rigby. They moved here to the island to live with Luna's ex-husband.
I have a lot of questions there, baby, but I think the first one I'm going to ask is how conjoined twins have two different last names.
Well, one of them, Luna, is married to Richard. Well, was married to Richard Rigby, and she decided to keep the name.
Very good.
Yeah, I really think that was a smart choice, too. I mean, I think even if she hadn't married Richard, Rigby should have been what she changed her last name to. It just rolls off the tongue. Luna Rigby. It's just, yeah. It's a great name. But to your question of what's up with the jelly beans, these are, I guess, candy beans. I believe jelly beans have gelatin in them. So, of course, you know, I don't eat gelatin.
My apologies,
so
Gil.
That's what's up with
my
them.
My apologies.
But maybe you were more speaking generally about why we keep a population count with jelly beans or with candy beans.
Yes, yeah. I think, you know, the listeners are less concerned about the makeup of our beans and more concerned with what they represent. I can confirm that we have had at least a dozen people move to the island in the last 3 weeks or so, which is an incredible influx percentage-wise. For example, I met Alistair Coulson just yesterday. He moved in to a little trailer on Reggae Street, which is not too far from Bay Bay Street. And he already had the flamingos set up. He just looked like he'd made himself at home with a little bit of outer lakefront property. And I just look forward to having all of these new neighbors. Baby, how are we extending our welcome? You know, obviously, Yelcomeback has not had a lot of much influx of people in the past several years. So what does it look like to show welcome here? How are people adjusting to the new neighbors?
Well, Gil and I have taken it upon ourselves to form a welcoming committee of sorts. Every new person who moves to the island, we do extensively research their past, and then we create custom gift baskets for them. Some of them even contain such things as the lock of hair from their child's first haircut.
Yeah, we do a lot of things to make sure that they feel comfortable here, to make them know that they're that it's not just, you know, it's not just y'all come back, it's y'all home back, is what I like to say. And there is a very detailed card that I've used sort of just inscrutable calligraphy to write that out for them. It has lots of other things in it as well. You know, it has lots of coupons to local businesses. We want to make sure that they are able to see everything that Yolkenbeck can offer. Of course, it does have the guide of all of the water parks so that they can make sure to see all of those. And it does have, you know, bee repellent.
The bird-sized bees have been really bad this year, as you both know. So we wanted to set everyone up as best as we can.
And, you know, speaking of things that sting, not to sound bitter, but I, you know, as our listeners know, I did move here, you know, just this past fall. And Gil, baby, I not only did I not receive a basket, the only thing that was waiting for me from both of you was one of those jars of putty that makes fart sounds when you put two fingers in it.
That's where I left that. Ah, I have been looking around for that.
So that wasn't even for me. I see. Okay.
You probably don't even want to really play with that. To really emulate the sound of farts, Gil and I trained that putty by farting into the jar.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, that's water under the bridge and a lot of water that I'll be spritzing under my fingernails at the first possible moment. So, Gil, baby, I guess I don't want to leave this conversation without us talking about what it means to us to see our neighborhoods growing, to see new faces walking around on the sidewalks and, you know, riding their golf carts around. So tell me more about some of the people you've met over the past few weeks and what they're adding to our community so that everybody can feel not just comfortable, but happy that we have this influx of new comebackers.
Well, I think a new comebacker that I helped welcome onto the island this week, Maleficent Baxter, she brings with her a family of five, and they all have PhDs. I believe this will be the largest family of PhDs that we have on the island now, at least living. And so, you know, we're not only raising the population level, but it seems like maybe the IQ level as well. Also, they are just astoundingly tall. I mean, each one, you know, well over 6'8".
And
my God,
I do have to shout out Effa Hackett. She is an animal husbandman from the mainland, and she has graciously gifted everyone on the island a workhorse.
Which also, you know, that reminds me that we need to add some of our candied beans to our horse population jar, which is frankly about to overflow.
Actually, the horse population jar, I have switched those out for vegan gummy bears.
Oh, it looks like Manny's eyes are flashing on and off now. So, Gil, I think the nanotechnology is successful. Manny, your eyes are now synchronized to the phone rings. So you'll always know when it rings.
I'm very concerned about how that might have been set up, but the emergency line is flashing through my eyeballs right now.
It's not necessarily the emergency line, it's probably hard for you to tell now that I think about it, but your eyes are slightly illuminating.
This does explain why I haven't had depth perception for a week, but I don't know when this would have happened.
We can figure it out later, Manny. I'm going to answer the phone if you don't mind. Town Hall. Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman speaking. Is this an emergency, or are you just calling to say hey? Or are you just calling to say nay?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, nay. Are you enjoying your new horse?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I should introduce myself. This is rude of me. It's Father Roger Saunders calling. Not an emergency at all. So if you're busy, if you're in the middle of something.
Oh, no, we don't.
Ignore me.
We've got literally nothing.
Father
to do.
Roger Saunders, your name has such big assonance to it. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't understand what that means, but I'll take it as a compliment. That's very nice of you. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting anything? Are you guys, I just wanted to call and see if I could, get like a little something into the newsletter or is it, am I on the right line?
I mean, it's hard for us to tell. We sort of we've been doing this weird experiment with Manny's eyes and the phone line. So they're sort of all rerouting to the same connection. But yeah, I think you're in the right spot. Maybe before we get to what you're saying, though, we're recording the podcast right now. So,
Oh my God. Right.
Well,
now.
Yeah. So you're a guest on it. This could be a good place.
Wait, so I'm a guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My nephews are going to lose it. My nephews love the podcast so much. They're so excited about all the talking of the town and everything. Oh my God. Okay. Whew. I got to just calm myself down a little bit. This is very exciting for me.
Yeah. If you get too, okay, Father, if you get too excited, you're going to have to call back into the emergency line. Cause you might have some kind of panic attack.
Especially if it lasts more than 4 hours.
Yeah, that's right. I've had the issue before. Don't worry. My blood sugar is under control. Everything's going to be just fine here. Okay, just breathe. Remember my breathing exercises. Okay.
That's right. Very good.
Whew, thank you. Yeah, I'm sure some of you remember the terrible thing that happened last Easter when I got a little too excited about all the candied eggs that they were handing out and what. Okay, but no, we're good today. We're good. Just a podcast. Everything's fine.
Well, Father, why are you calling in today? I know you mentioned a newsletter, which frankly we forgot to send out for the past 12 weeks, but we are updating the public in other ways.
I thought my house was just getting overlooked with that. Okay, well, good to know that it's nothing personal.
No, not at all. But
oh yeah, no, yeah. As Postmaster General here on the island, I can guarantee you are getting all of the mail that you're supposed to. I would never slack on those duties as Postmaster General. When it comes to newsletter writer Master General, I do slack on those duties. So yeah, I have not.
Well, you're wearing a lot of hats over there, Gil, and I completely respect it. So I don't be so hard on yourself. I'm sure you're doing a great job in most of your duties.
Oh, you're so nice.
Oh.
Well,
thank you, Father. Yeah, that's nice of you to say.
Godliness before other stuff. Anyway. So I was just calling because I just wanted to make sure that the people knew down at Saunders and Son's House of God and Garden Supplies, this Sunday after services, we're having a huge sale on mulches.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, so if you're looking to get your garden healthy and fresh, and if you're looking to just make sure that you're replenishing the soils with some of them good nutrients, your phosphoruses, all of that good stuff. I home make the mulch myself, and we're having some great prices right now.
I am so glad that you mentioned it, because with the influx of horses and naturally horse manure, I've been thinking, well, our crops are just too fertilized. This fertilizer is too good. So I'm glad to know that we have options still.
Yeah, absolutely. And the horse do, that's gonna do you real good. But you gotta make sure that you're cycling things for the different seasons and everything. Because you put the same thing in every time, you're just gonna end up, those plants are just gonna suck that right out. And then some of the other nutrients you're not gonna find in the horse manure. So what I do is I take my old banana peels, I take all of the leaves that I collect in the yards, just put that in a big sack, I wet it down with whatever water I happen to get my hands on, half the time it's from the inner lake, half the time it's the outer lake, half the time I just, run the hose into it.
Here is a bit of an idea for you. What if you used your holy water?
Oh my goodness, this is blowing my mind right now. Okay, all right. It seems like it might be a little bit of like an abuse of my fatherly privileges and everything, but it's all for nature.
If you can't bless the earth, what can you bless?
Exactly. It's all part of God's creation over here. So, I'm just giving back what he's already given to us so much. It's all just a big cycle. Ugh. Okay, I'm going to try this out. I'll report back my findings.
Great. Father, I do have a question, not to speak out of turn, and I hope you'll forgive me, Father, for saying this, but I did notice when...
Absolutely, you're forgiven.
Oh, wow, that was easy. So much easier than it was when I was little. So I noticed in Saunders and Sons, House of God and Garden Supplies, you had a sign up that said, no hose in this house. And frankly, I am putting out a marigold garden this spring, and I was wondering, how can I till the soil without using a tool that might be considered ungodly?
yeah, so we decided that, you know, just because of the problematic nature, I'll be honest with you, even writing out that sign felt a little uncomfortable on my end. So I was like, oh, I just need to let people know that we don't stand for this kind of thing. Just, we wanted to avoid any sort of confusion whatsoever, so anything that sounds like it could be something of, you know, the devil, we're avoiding it. So my recommendation, I just get in there with your fingers, you know, get your nails dirty, you got some God's dirt under your nails. I think that that's, it's good for you, it's good for the ground, it helps you feel connected to your garden, too.
Yeah, and I think that is also, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's also why you don't have any birch trees for sale. At the Garden Supply and House of God. Father, I think the sale sounds interesting. I'm in there fairly frequently to pick up supplies for my garden. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to do my part. So I visit all of our garden supply centers and support them. But I meant to ask you last time I was in we've got a lot of businesses on the island that are being run by the clergy. I'm wondering what's happening. Is this some kind of church takeover?
It's nothing as insidious as all that. I think it's just a matter of, look, I think that all of our clergy folk, you know, everybody's doing a really good job of keeping things godly here on the island. You know, I think you'd all agree that, you know, we've got a very nice community here that it doesn't need a whole lot of work. And so we got some time on our hands, right? So we've got time to just devote to some other passions and everything. So, when you got Reverend Williams' Lava Lamp Palace, it's because he just loves that kind of stuff and thank goodness to all of the great people on this island, he's got time to explore that type of love and passion. You know, I think some of these big city priests and everything, they're probably got their hands full with all the sinners out there running the streets. We got lots of time. And, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners out there. Hi, Davey. I know you're listening. Yep, it's me. It's Uncle Roger. I'm on the podcast.
Father Saunders, I do have less of a question, more of seeking advice. As I'm sure you have noticed, the population on the island is on the uptick. And as a spiritual leader, what is your advice to comebackers on how we can open our hearts and really make these new people feel welcome?
Good question.
Well, you know, I think that you guys have all been doing.
Well, and Father, if I can interrupt here for a second, in the spirit of being welcoming, I'm going to interrupt you and ask you to stop talking while we can take a quick commercial break.
You know, capitalism before godliness, that's what I say.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your boring old underpants that do nothing but their intended purpose of protecting your body and absorbing sweat? Who the hell isn't? Let this week's sponsor, Undies Mentionable, take your skivvies from raggedy and skidded to snatched and padded for the gods. Sign up for this unique subscription service includes a biometric scan of your body, which is then used to create custom small clothes to sculpt and lift your derriere. Perky, coin-bouncing booties aren't the only benefit, though. The padding of each pair of Undies Mentionable can be removed and used for a variety of purposes, including beer koozies, life drafts, and a single glove for slapping your indignant rivals. Manny, Gil, I sent you each in for the 48-hour biometric scan, so now I have to ask, boxers, briefs, or dance belts?
Well, I think as many y'all comebackers will know, I like to support the man thong. I think that it's important that men are represented in the thong wearers as well. And I was happy to find out that Undies Mentionables does have a line of thongs that I am able to support, and that they are compression thongs. So everything goes exactly where it's supposed to be and nowhere else.
And Manny?
Well, baby, as you know, from my acrobat days, I did a lot of one-legged squats on the high wire, and I never really mixed it up. So for that reason, the biometric scan revealed that one of my butt cheeks is actually 12 inches larger in circumference. So having these specialized undies mentionable and that big pad on the other side to really even me out, it's really leveled my walk. And I'm also able to pull that out and use it as a catcher's mitt when I go play softball with the boys. So it's been amazing, honestly.
Wow. And now, for a limited time, you can use code DUMMYTHICK at checkout to receive a free jock strap that features a motif of my, Manny, and Gil's faces. What are you waiting for? Underpants that poop for you? Well, they have those too! Undies Mentionables, the undies for people with flat little asses.
Hello, comebackers, and welcome back to this episode of This Is Y'all Come Back. We are still so lucky to have Father Roger Saunders on the line with us, and he was just about to, you know, tell us. Baby had asked him, "How do we open our arms? How do we have welcome hearts for the new members of Y'all Come Back?" So, Father, take it away.
You know, I think that what you guys have already been doing has been so fantastic. You know, all of the welcome packs and everything like that, and to go as far as to research people and. When my newest neighbor was just overcome with just like this energy when they found that hair from their first haircut in that welcome package they to the point where they seemed distraught by it, but like it was you know, positivity. It's such a warm and like heavily invested gesture that you would do there, like so.
I thought we may have been going too far with that, but now I think maybe we didn't go far enough.
I think you could go further. I absolutely think you could. That's going to be my advice to you, you know, as a clergyman. So I love that you're going as far as to get actual pieces of their body that they grew themselves and have long forgotten about. So how do we heighten that? What's the next step going beyond that? So, you know, maybe if we can actually, have a roommate that is their first teacher, huh? Their kindergarten teacher is there to live with them for the entirety of their stay with Y'all Come Back, huh? That's just a thought.
Wow. What if we move in entire kindergarten classes together?
That'd be so many jelly beans. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Candy beans.
I think that's going to really, it's going to ramp up all of our speed of just getting this town just like the big, happy, welcoming community that I know that it is.
And, Father, conversely, I do have another question that directly contrasts that one. What if someone moves to the island and they just radiate an aura of sin and evil?
It's funny you're asking this, baby. Father, I did actually want to ask you about one of our new residents Kara Short. I don't know if you have had a chance to meet her yet, but I know you're a man of the cloth. Well, she is a woman of the goth. She is a priest in sort of the dark church of the Netherrealm.
Is that what that was about?
Well, and I guess I'm wondering, you know, how do we, you know, bridge differences?
You know, I did see her walking around town, and I was like, what month is it? Is this Halloween? But it seems you're really making me ask a lot of questions for myself. But I think if we look to the scriptures and think about what the correct thing is, you know, there's two schools of thought of it. It's one is open your heart and be welcoming to everybody, and through that gesture of welcoming others, they'll reciprocate in kind, and that openness will just spread, and so will love and joy and happiness. And then the other school of thought being to burn the non-believers and punish them immediately and swiftly.
So would you say that we got onto the wrong or the right foot when Gil and I tricked Manny into rolling up a newspaper and spanking her and chasing her around the island?
You're sort of splitting the difference on that one. You're sort of like, you know, got a foot on both sides of the fence.
Admittedly, that was something that she requested. We've also had sort of an intake form where we ask people sort of just their interests. You know, do you play any sports? What's your favorite color? And she indicated in the miscellaneous that she has always had a desire to be swatted on the behind or threatened by that with a newspaper by a local official. And so we thought to oblige her. I think the former of the two options is probably the better one, you know, opening our hearts and everything.
They're both supported by God. So, you know, either or.
Well, I'm probably making this more confusing than it was needed to. I should have clarified. That's Kara Short, who is a priestess of the dark and the Netherrealm, I believe is what it's pronounced. And she's the one, because there was another Kara. I think her name is actually Kara Shirt, but she's also a priest in that same church. But the one I was speaking about, she is the one who has opened up that new nursery and plant center. I think it's opening across the street from yours, actually.
So it's a church of the Netherrealm, and they also sell garden supplies, and it's right across the street from my church.
Yeah, I think they have hoes there too.
She also sells invasive ivies.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And hoes.
Yeah, I think this one we probably should just burn it. Just burn the whole place, burn the people. I think that's probably. Let me check the Bible. Yeah, that's what it says on this one. You said Kara Short. Yeah, that.
I mean.
Yep, it's right here.
Father, I well,
I'm convinced you can't question the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, I am the fire chief, and I'm looking at the fire chief Bible. It's right here. It says no burning people.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Sort of as rule number one.
And you know,
who wrote your Bible?
It's an unknown author. They're just referred to as the grandfather of all fire chiefs.
Okay. And do you think that person outranks God, or what's whose word we take
in a fire chiefdom capacity? I'm not sure. Mm. I think that could be argued.
I have to say, Father, we do have to remember, you know, the three of us are public figures representing all of the people of Yelkenbach. And while, you know, in our own walking lives, we might have deity rankings. For example, I probably put Dionysus on the top of the list. But we can't let that influence our policy decisions. And certainly we can't make it the reason to reinstate capital punishment, which we haven't had on the island for months at least.
All right. I knew I should have gotten into the polls and voted for that badger. Okay, now it's...
Oh, I see.
Well, Father, you know, you know, one of the other people who just moved here, I believe their name was Phoebe Savage. They're a professional mediator. They are looking for clients, particularly those who might have irreconcilable religious or gardening differences, something that she mentioned on her intake form. Maybe this is a great opportunity for you all to use her services, make another connection with another new Yelkenbach.
Yeah, I think I might be open to that sort of thing. Just kind of talk it out and see if we could get her to abandon her religion and abandon her whole storefront and all of that stuff. Okay, yeah.
That sounds like a compromise to me.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, you talked me out of burning her down. Honey, we're not using the torches tonight.
Oh. Well, Father, if I could escape that ghastly image and offer a metaphor, I was just thinking of, you know, your beautiful business and the way that you help people around Yelkenbach grow beautiful things. And I think one thing that's important to remember is that there is no beautiful flower without the underworld and the soil. And there's no beautiful flower without the firmament and the sun that comes from the sky. And I think that those blessings can coexist into something beautiful here on Yelkenbach. And I thank you for being a part of it.
Father, you'll have to forgive Manny. We accidentally spilt LSD in his coffee this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Okay. I was like, what is this nonsense that's coming out of his mouth? But okay.
Well, you should see all of the mushrooms coming out of baby's mouth. They have eyes.
Well, it sounds like you're going to need some garden supplies to harvest up those mushrooms. You come back on Sunday, huh?
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay, sounds great.
Well, Father, thanks so much for calling in. I'm glad that we could get all of that worked out and learn a thing or two from each other. I didn't know, do you want to say something else to your nephews before you head out?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hi, Davey. Don't worry about the non-believer. It doesn't look like we're going to need to torture or anything. Glad you're able to listen in. Glad you're able to hear me chatting. Okay, I'm getting worked up. I got to go for a walk or something. Get these juices out of me. Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Father.
Bye-bye, Father.
Bye now.
And that sound means it's time for time, weather, and community announcements. It is Monday at 3:30 p.m., and the sun is shining, and the wind is blowing, and boy, are we just happy. In community announcements, if you were hoping to attend the Rocketing of the Weasel event, scheduled to take place this Sunday at midnight in Lloydsbury Park, then you'll need to find something else to do at that time, because the event has been canceled due to an abundance of ghosts whose presence has been felt in the area.
The United Guinea Pig Farm Workers of Yolkenbach want to once again urge visiting parents to tell their children that those grass candies aren't cocoa nibs.
Due to hawkers buying up all supplies of the new Sanrio Animal Crossing Amiibos, Yolkenbach native Susie Dinkler would like to announce she is willing to pay any price to get her hands on them.
"Do you want me to dance, mister? I'll dance for you. Just give me the Amiibos!" she exclaimed before throwing herself in Outer Lake and swimming all the way to the mainland to continue her search.
Have you been feeling pain in your lower joints or swelling in your feet or localized to your big toe? You may have gout! This message brought to you by the Yolkenbach Gouters.
This week's featured accelerated reader is fourth grader Dev Goyle, who got 14 points and a perfect score on his test after reading the graphic novel Soggy Bottoms and Muffin Tops, Gays from Great British Bake Off Spill the Tea. Congratulations, Dev!
The Imitation Crab Meat Film Festival is proud to announce this year's lineup. Features include Gil Gilman's Metamucil, Metamusings on Supplementary Fiber, and Dot Hamilton's All Dogs Go to Heaven, But Cats, Hawks, and All Other Predators of Mice Go to Hell.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to be a part of, remember, this is Yolkenbach.
This is Yolkenbach is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. Our special guest, Father Roger Saunders, was played by Brian Gurian. Brian is a Brooklyn comedian whose work has been seen in clubs and festivals across the country. He's also a former writer for Magnet Theater Sketch Team Newport and The Onion Inc.'s Star Swipe. He produces and co-hosts Try to Relax, a weekly variety show on Twitch, and his web series, Six Story Walk-Up, is somewhere on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok at Brian Gurian. That's BrianGurien. Eager for more This Is Yolkenbach, or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at YolkenbachPod on Twitter and at This Is Yolkenbach on Instagram. Our email is yalcombackpodcast@gmail.com. That's yalcombackpodcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This Is Yolkenbach, you can support us on Patreon, where we're always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so we can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Yolkenbach, we're looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.